Okay, today's mitzvah is Mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet, Mitzvah 364, as we have one of the major mitzvahs in all of the Torah, and that is the mitzvah of Vidui Al-Chet. The Torah tells us in Parshas Nasa, Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Limor, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, Ish o Isha ki ya'asu mikol chatosa adam, if a man or a woman does any aveira, Limo ma'al ba'ashem, to violate Bashem, limo ba'al Bashem, which is a lashon of mi'ila, which is usually used for getting benefit from the Beis HaMikdash, but it's used for any aveira. Va'ashma ha'nefesh ahi, and that nefesh is guilty. V'hisvadu es chatasam asher asu, they shall confess their sin that they committed. V'heshivet Hashem b'rosho, they shall return the item. V'chamishi so Yosef alav, and they shall add on a fifth. V'adnasan la'asher Hashem lo. It's related to specifically mi'ila, but the definite message is that any type of aveira is considered mi'ila. Right? We're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we use our faculties and our abilities and our skills for anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want. V'imlish goel, then we go into the specific context of Gezel Hager. But this is the Makar. The Hisvadu, the Makar of Vidui in the Torah is specifically said here. Again, there's a lot to talk about. We're going to try to focus on the topic of Tshuva and Vidui, but again, there's a lot in the Parshanim why the source for Tshuva and Vidui is specifically said in the context of Gezel Hager. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenitztavinu l'hisvados l'fnei Hashem al kol hachatayim shechatanu ve'eshenitztachem aleim. We are commanded to confess in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for any sin that we sinned. He does not limit it, at least at the beginning, to Yom Kippur. There is a Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, which says that there's a separate mitzvah saseh to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Here, this is the only mitzvah that the Chinuch of the Rambam has related to tshuva slash vidui, as we'll get into the details, right here in Naso, general. V'zeu inyan Havidui, sheyomar adam ve'is ha-tshuva, ana Hashem, chatasi, avisi, v'pashati, kein v'kein, I did this, I sinned, klomar sheyaskir achit she'asah b'feirish b'fiv, I have to explicate it. V'yivakish kapara alav, and to ask kapara, v'yarech b'davar, k'fi masha yetzachas l'shono. Right, as much as one could say in terms of the Vidui, that is what one has to do. The more one could say, Hareze Mishubach, in terms of the Vidui. V'yomer Zecharno Lovracha, Shafilu Achatam Shachivet Torah Karbon Aleim, Tzorech Adem Ala Vidui Makarbon. Vidui is not only by an Aveira that there's nothing else to do, even if I'm going to get Malkus, or even if I'm going to get Misa, whatever it is, even if I have to bring a Karbon, even if it was a Shogeg. It doesn't matter, I have to do vidui. Valzen amar, that's what the pasuk says. In our part, Daber b'nei Yisrael ishu isha ki yasu mikol chatos v'chulu. V'isvadu as chatos v'asher asu. And it continues, even if you bring a karbon. Right, this is the Rambam, we'll do a lot of the Rambam menuchos tshuva soon, but the Rambam menuchos maisa karbonus. In the end of the third parak is all about smicha, about leaning on an animal, when I bring it, and who does it, and how is smicha done, and where is it done. So at the end, says the Rambam, and he continues, and I put my hands, when I'm bringing a carbon, I put the hands on the head, on the horns, umizvade, and I do vidui. Al chatas avon chatas, ve'al asham avon asham, ve'al ha'ol, the chatas and asham are ba'al chait. So ve'al ash o'ola, what about ola? Misvade avon asay, ve'avon los asay, shenita glasay. Ola also, even though it was categorized as a doron, as a present, in the first parak of Masechet Zvachim, but still we know, Chazal tell us, is b'chaper for bitol asays, and for lavanita glasays, which you don't bring a different carbon for. So that's ola. And the Rambam even says, what about a shlamim? Hayah hakar b'shlamim, somech b'chal makam sheyirtze, min ha'azar b'makam shchita. You do smicha v'yira li, sheino mizvada al shlamim. There's no vidui, because what are you supposed to be mizvada? Shlamim is a pure carbon that's not bo'al chet. Aval omer divrei shevach. But you still say divrei shevach, you still praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But no vidui. But just the fact that the Rambam has to say that, maybe tips us off to the fact that vidui doesn't always mean specific confession on a sin. Right? What's the Rambam mean to do vidui for a shlamin? What vidui are you going to say? It's not a chaper on anything. So, there are Mefarshim, already, the Menachas Asher talks about this beautifully in Parshas Yitzavim. We have vidui elsewhere too. We have vidui meiser. Right, we have vidui in other contexts as well. Vidui just means to, lahodos is to admit. To admit that you sinned, to admit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you something, to admit, lohodos, vidoy by a chet has one connotation, vidi meiser has another connotation. But either way, this is the mitzvah of vidoy, and the Rama and the Chinuch go through that vidoy accompanies every single punishment as well. The next paragraph, ulafisha ba mitzvah zusha vidui imchia vakarban, kamosha kasa vajva yikra, since vidui, in here, in the context of naso, it comes with the karban, shemayale b'machshava, sheinev vidui levado mitzvah b'fnei atzva. So you might have thought, well, maybe go to the other extreme. Maybe vidui is only where you're doing something else also. If you're getting a karban, you do vidui with a karban. If somebody's getting killed, we learn that from Achan that you do vidui. So maybe when there's no aveira, there's no mitzvah vidui. Elamia dvarma nigrom achar karban. Maybe there's no separate mitzvah vidui. Al kein, no yisrichon levar b'mechilta shein, okay. Mitzvah b'fnei atzva. The emphasis of the midrashim are separate mitzvah of vidui. And then there's an unbelievable havamina. V'yadayna yisi omer, she'ena vidui ela ba'aretz. I might have thought that the mitzvah vidui only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Klomar, afal pisha mizvadin below karban, mikal makom shalo yuchiyav vidui ela baretz. Ki sham ikar hakapara, v'sham hakarbanos, v'ikar hakol ba. Wow. I might have thought that vidui is only in Eretz Yisrael, because that's where ultimate kapara can be achieved. If you're in Chutz La'aretz, you're not going to get kapara anyway. You're far from the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe what's going to help too much is it's a function of the total kapara. That's the havamina. Minayin afagolios. Obviously, we don't paskin this way, and we paskin vesavona vosam. You do vidui wherever one is. And he quotes even a pasuk in Daniel. Daniel was a Chutz La'aretz, and he says, "Lacha Hashem atzlaka v'lanu boshes upon him." Kayom azeh. It's a separate mitzvah. But that's a pretty amazing havamina. We continue though now, Misharshi HaMitzvah. Right, the Sharshi of this mitzvah is somewhat obvious, but he says, Lefisha Bodas Avon Bepeh, Tiskale Machshev Zachote, through admitting that the thoughts of the Chote are revealed, Vidaito Shumam and Vemes, I believe, Ki Galui Vyadul Fekel Barachu Komaseu, Vidui, and Shuva assumes that I trust that there is a creator, and I'm going to have to stand in judgment. Why else would I retract and regret what I did? It must be that I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki galui v'yadu l'fnei HaKel Baruch Hu kol ma'aseihu. Because it's revealed in front of Hashem, everything. The video's always on. Below yase ayin roe ke'ino roe. God, number one, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shchar v'onesh. That's one message of tshuva, of vidui. Gam, mitoch haskaras achet, befrat, ubistachamo alav, yizar menu yoser pamacheres. If I do vidui, I will be even more careful in the future. If I feel bad about something, fine, but if I remember that I had to explicate it, that was even more painful, which Beth Asher will talk about more in a minute, and that's why saying it is a greater geder for me not to do it again. Because obviously I don't want to be embarrassed even more in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mezake us in this mitzvah. Good, midini mitzvah. What are the halachas of the mitzvah? Now he goes into, shatshuva yishiyazav achote cheto v'yaser milibo. Tshuva is, I leave the chet, I remove it, v'yigmar b'libo, I decide not to do it again, and I am mizvada. Let's now talk about the most famous question related to this mitzvah, and that is based on the language of the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva. Is there a mitzvah of tshuva? So if you look in the Ramban and Parshas Nitzavim, it's very clear. Yes. The pasuk says, ki ha-mitzvah hazos lo niflesi mimcha v'lo rechokahi. And the context is v'shavta Hashem Elokecha v'shavata b'kolo. The Ramban says, referred to there as the mitzvah of tshuva. That's the Ramban. If you look in Rashi there quotes the Gemara Maseches Erevin that says no. That pasuk is about Talmud Torah. Not specifically about tshuva. Lo niflesi, rather filu, if it would be in Shemayim, you'd have to go up. But according to the Ramban, it's pretty clear that there is a mitzvah of tshuva. But if you look in the Rambam, very famous discussion, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva never, actually, doesn't seem to say that one is chayiv to do tshuva. The Rambam uses tshuva as background. The Rambam says, when somebody violates a mitzvah, im avar adam alachas mehen, kishe ya'ase tshuva, when one does tshuva and returns from his chet, chayiv lehisfados lefnei akel barachu, he is chayiv to do vidui in front of Hashem. Shenemar isha ishok yasu mikal chato the Rambam goes through the three parts of vidui. Omer, ana Hashem, chatasi, avisi, pashati lefanecha, v'yasiti kach v'kach. That's part number one. mentioning the Avera. V'harei nichamti uboshi b'maasai. I feel bad about what I did. That's part two. Ula ola meini choser l'davar zeh, and I'm never going back. That's part three. V'zeu ikar shal vidui. The Rambam says that's the ikar of vidui. V'chol amar b'lisvadu sumarach b'inyan. Harez b'inyan zeh, harez emeshubach. We have to do a search. The Rambam only says that a couple of times. CBCS Mitzrayim and vidui are two of them. Harez emeshubach, the more vidui one does. So that's clear, but it seems like for the Rambam, you read this Rambam, tshuva's background. If you do tshuva, so then memela one has to do vidui. And the Minchas Chinuch tastes this kipshuto, and he says it's like Gershon. If Rachman al Salam, somebody wants to get divorced, then they, if they want to stop their marriage, then they have to do this. If somebody wants to eat meat, then they have to do shechita. If somebody this, it's an if mitzvah. Because that's what the Rambam says. And the Minchas Chinuch says, vidui, that's what's, if you do tshuva, so then you have to do vidui. Tshuva is belave. And the Rambam does not count it as a mitzvah. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says in a number of places. He says this in Os Aleph, and in the continuation, toward the end of Os Aleph. Right, there's no specific mitzvah of tshuva. Says, Mavur b'dvarav, dein tshuva mitzvah zaseh, de lo kasa mitzvah zaseh sheyaseh tshuva. No mitzvah. He quotes Gemaras that are rayas. The most well-known one is the Gemara in Kiddushin Memtes, where somebody says to a woman, Amanas sha'ani tzadik. Somebody says to a woman, I'll marry you on manas that I'm the god of Adar. And he's a big Rasha. Gemara says Mekudeshes. Because maybe he thought about tshuva in his head. Thought about tshuva in his head? He didn't do tshuva. No, there's no mitzvah of tshuva. Tshuva is belave, says the Minchas Chinuch. Vidui, the mitzvah, that's bepeh. But tshuva is even belave. That's what he talks about in Sif Katan Aleph. Most Rishonim already and Achronim find it very difficult to accept that that's what the Rambam says. First of all, for the Rambam himself, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in the Koteret, in the title, what's the mitzvah? She yashuv achote mecheto lufnei Hashem b'yisvadeh, that he repents from his sin and he does vidui. So you see, the Rambam does mention tshuva. He also mentions tshuva in the Minyan HaKatzar, in the short version of the Sefer Mitzvah, at the beginning of Sefer Mada. So it's very difficult to say that the Rambam doesn't hold of tshuva. That tshuva, he holds of tshuva, obviously, but he doesn't count tshuva as a mitzvah. So then the question is, why doesn't he? Why doesn't he? So the simplest interpretation, the simplest answer is that he does count it. It's part of vidui. Don't take it so little kisha yasu. When you do tshuva, of course you have to do tshuva. And when you do tshuva, you have to do vidui. That's the simplest understanding. And vidui is a shear in the tshuva itself. Meaning, you have to do so much tshuva that you have to go as far as saying it. Because that's a very hard step. When we talk to a child might feel bad about something, but when we make the child say, I'm sorry, they can't get the words out. They don't want to say it, even though they feel bad. Because that's such a recognition, such an admitting. That's tshuva. And that's why it's hard. But that's what the Torah demands. Okay, that's one answer. That really tshuva is part of the mitzvah of vidui, or vidui is part of the mitzvah of tshuva. It's all one big mitzvah. But there are other suggestions as well. The mishnah, the one I said is probably the most pashut. Another pashut one, obvious one, also a mitzvah shel Torah, is the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma suggests that, I don't understand, right, I'm Mechal Shabbos, and then what? And then I need a mitzvah of tshuva to tell me to stop being Mechal Shabbos? No. Says the Meshech Chachma, in Nitzav Vayelach, the same Avera that told me not to do it in the first place tells me not to do it a second time. What, I need a separate mitzvah to tell me to stop doing the Avera? No! The same reason I couldn't do it once, twice, it's all the same Avera. I don't need tshuva, a separate mitzvah. You have to stop because you have to stop. Why? What's extra? Vidui is extra. Because without the mitzvah, I would have thought you should have to stop doing the Avera. To say something, to explicate, to feel bad, to accept not to do it again? So that already is something extra. So the mitzvah is vidui. The mitzvah is not tshuva. The Meshech Chachma says it's part and parcel of every Aveira itself. So maybe it's part of the mitzvah vidui. Maybe it's part of every mitzvah. The Mishnas Yaveis, Rav Zhulti, has another interesting suggestion. He says, if you look in the Rambam later in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says, based on Psukim in the end of Sefer Dvarim, that Hashem promises that at some point in the future, all Jews will do tshuva. And Mashiach's going to come. That's a haftacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Mishnas Yaveitz. 1 minute. A mitzvah by definition has to be la'olam vaed. Has to be forever. If a mitzvah isn't forever, the Rambam says that, we mentioned it a couple of days ago, right, in one of the Shrushim, a mitzvah has to be eternal. But here, Bechira Chafshis is going to be taken away from us in the future because we're all going to do tshuva. It must be that tshuva is not a mitzvah. That's why the Rambam does not count it. Okay, that's a Mrs. Yavi suggestion. You know, you could get out of it. You could say, even though it's a promise, but we're still going to have Bechira. We're just going to be so clear to us that we're going to want to do tshuva. But these are some of these suggestions that were given. One final suggestion, and that is given by Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, mentions this suggestion in his Sefer on the Rambam, Perach Mata Aaron, and others. And that is, tshuva has two aspects. There's two aspects, tshuva and vidui. And the first step is removing the shame rasha. The second step is full kapara. Tshuva, of course, what the mitzvah is specifically is to get rid of a full, complete tshuva and get rid of even any punishment that I might have to remove for myself. I'm sorry, I said the opposite way. Not only to remove the punishment, but even to remove the stain. So that is why you need two elements. There's, I guess it's connecting like to the first answer that I said, working with tshuva and vidui working together, but he says they're functioning to do two different things. Tshuva removes the first element that I feel bad about what I did, and therefore I'm not a Rasha anymore. That's why I'm not a Shani Tzadik, I'm not a Rasha. Vidui finishes and says I'm not even Chayiv and Onish anymore. Okay, I'm not going to get into it right now, but there's a lot there in terms of this discussion. Okay, the Shita of the Rambam. Good, let's continue. You also might say that the Maisa mitzvah is vidui, the Kiyama mitzvah is tshuva, which is another way to go, but we will continue now. Says the Chinuch, continuing, V'yachsha bavonoseinu, she'en lanu mikdash v'lo mizbeach kapara in lanu ela tshuva. Bizman hazeh, we don't have anything else. We don't have karbanos, we don't have malchus, we don't have misa, all we have is tshuva, and that is what we use. V'atshuva mechaberes al kol averes, tshuva is mechaper on all averes, afilu rasha gomer kol yamav. V'yasa tshuva shleima v'achrona, even if somebody's a total rasha, he could achieve heights even at the end of his life. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, B'chinim and Tradion, and the executioner jumps in at the end of his life, right? He killed so many Jews, right? But Abasko goes out and says he's going to Olam Haba, because even a non-Jew could do tshuva. Is a non-Jew chayat to do tshuva? That's a discussion in the Achronim. But he can do tshuva, right? It's clear from that Gemara. Ninveh, safer in, the discussion in Sefer Yonah, right? So you see, non-Jews can do tshuva, and they should do tshuva if they can. Interesting discussion in the Achronim, the Noda Behuda brings this question up, and that is, there seems to be no tshuva. This is the mitzvah to discuss tshuva, even though it's a mitzvah vidui, but this is vidui tshuva. There is no tshuva pashtus accepted for Chayvi Mises Bezdin. Meaning, if somebody, Rachman al-Islan, commits murder, to Edim and Hasra and everything. I'm not skin on Yosef, Kabbalah Hasra. And then before the Edim get to come to court, the guy has a life-changing event. And he does tshuva, and he learns, and he becomes the Gadol Hador. And the Edim, 2 years later, end up coming to Beis Din, and they go through the whole process, and they're accepted, and everything works. So you know what? We're going to kill the Gadol Hador, even though he did tshuva. He has to know the Behuda why. Why? He did tshuva. Why can't we accept tshuva? So a number of answers are given. The Noda Behuda says, well, the whole system would fall apart then. Everybody would just do tshuva after they commit Chayvi Mises Bezdin. Number one. Number two, the Chidah says, well, how do we know if the guy really did tshuva? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's in one's heart. We don't know. It looks like he did tshuva, but who knows what's in one's heart? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Roeh Lelev. Another answer suggested, the Maharal says, that Bezdin Shalmata is only interested in violations. It's kind of like the cops. A police car never pulled anybody over and said, that was a great right turn. Here, have $50. Right? He never does that. Why? Because the police are not really interested in giving out citations for good. It's only if you violate something. That's Bezdin Shalmata. Only Bezdin Shalmala gives schar. Bezdin Shalmata is only Onesh. So here, tshuva, to get schar, to get off the hook for something, that's only Bezdin Shalmala. Which relates to the fact that tshuva is me'al ateva, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could work with that. Interesting, the Minchas Asher, in one of his pieces in Barim, discusses a fascinating question of the Achronim, which you know, there's an answer to, but it's interesting that it's even asked. The question that he deals with of the Achronim is, if somebody does tshuva, Rachman al-Islan, somebody who was ba'al erva, and he was molded a mamzer. It's a mamzer. And he was chozer b'tshuva, and he was chozer b'tshuva me'ava. And we know, what does the Gemara say in Yuma? Tshuva me'ava is nasis has averes kizichuyos. So it would never be a sister. It would never be a sister. So there wasn't a mamzer. So maybe that should be worked so the kid's not a mamzer anymore. It should be chod oker the chelam afreya. So you know that That's not true. You know the child's a mamzer. So it's an interesting discussion that the Rishonim have in terms of formulations, why the child is still a mamzer. If it ends up at the bia, it wasn't a bia. You could say there's a concept of even if something never happened, it's only mikano lahaba, it never happened. At the moment it happened. Right now, I could view it as if it never happened, but at the moment it happened, which doesn't help out the result. Or one could say, mamzerus is not totally on an avera, right? Even if a chereshot of a katan, you know, lives with an Eishes Ish. They create mamzerus even though there's no Maisa Avera there, possibly. They're not Bar Chiyuvas. So again, that's the answer is that even though there is what to talk about, interesting to ask the question, but still, obviously, the mamzerus would not be affected. The Echina continues. Again, there's a lot more to say about here. Let's just fit in a little more. Continuing, v'noheges mitzvah zu b'chol makom v'chol zman, b'zachar v'nakevus, the mitzvah applies always, men, women, all times, v'over al zeh, but look at his lashon here, v'lo hisvada al chatov, when do you violate not doing tshuva? When is there a bitul aseh? So obviously, if a person dies without doing tshuva, right, there are only a couple of mitzvahs that you only determine once a person dies without it. Bris milah, tshuva is another one, not too many others. V'over al zeh, but if somebody violates, but his formulation is, v'lo hisvada al chatov b'yom ha-kipurim. Shehu yom kavua me olam l'slicha v'kapara bita l'seizeh. So even though it doesn't go as far as the Shari Tshuva, that there's a chiyuv, but he does say, every Yom Kippur that I don't do tshuva, there's a bitul of this sase. V'oy lo la'adam im yamus belovidi v'nasa avodo. And surely, he says, a person dies without tshuva, that is something terrible. Just one other ha'ara from Rav Asher Weiss, and then we'll finish up. Rav Asher Weiss points out that the Rambam that we read before, Perek Aleph, that's a well-known Rambam, three parts of vidui. Three parts of vidui, and that is mentioning the sin, feeling bad about it, and accepting the future. But if you look in Perek Beis, the Rambam says, Iker vidui is Hashamnu. That paragraph, Hashamnu baganu gazanu debanu, which is nothing to do with the future. That's just saying what we did. So I thought the Rambam said in Perek Aleph that you have to have the other two elements too. Says of Asher Weitz, maybe there's vidui of the Yachin and vidui of the Tzibur. Vidui of the Yachin requires all three, personal. Vidui of the Tzibur, no. The Kohen Gadol is vidui for all of Klal Yisrael. What, he's doing vidui for me? How could he accept something for me? No, he could say, we sinned. He could describe the event, but he can't do anything more than that. So it could be a difference between vidui of the Yachid and vidui of the Tzibur. But again, we saw, and then he talks about saying vidui before one dies. Right? I think we mentioned in a Dafshir a couple of weeks ago, the Chachmas Adam says that the Minhag in Berlin was whenever somebody was sick for 3 days, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, then somebody sick for 3 days, they said vidu with him in order not to cause tirif hadas to somebody who was really sick. Right, there's a whole balance of if somebody's towards the end, you want to do vidu with them, but you don't want to do vidu with them because you don't want them to go quicker because they think, oh my, I'm so serious. So says the Chalak Masad, and that was the minhag in Berlin, what they used to do. Either way, we should all be zochet to do proper tshuva and to end with the Minchas Chinuch's final words. Minchas Chinuch at the end of this mitzvah. Says the Hashem Yisbarach Yisimeni Me Hashavim Elav Me Ahava Amen. Hashem should put me amongst those who do tshuva Me Ahava. So you should do that for all of us. Baruch Hashem, that was the third mitzvah in Parshas Naso. And Baruch Hashem, coming up are the three mitzvahs related to Isha Sota.